Register, the deputy government spokesperson, Mwanaisha Chidzuga, has called upon Makueni residents to register with the Social Health Authority, SHA, to tap the resultant benefits whenever they go for treatment in hospitals. Chidzuga asked Wenanchi to go to government health facilities, Huduma centers, or use their phones, and also community health promoters, CHPs, who have been given gadgets that could enable them to register at the grassroots. Consequently, she reminded the principal contributors to ensure they register their families, which include spouses, children and any other dependents, so that they do not miss treatment when they go to hospital. If you register with SHA, you don't have to pay any money. The Social Health Insurance Fund, SHIF, will cater for the treatment. There is a need to go to health facilities, Huduma centers, CHPs, or use your phone to register in order to benefit, said Chidzuga at Makueni Mother and Child Hospital in Wote Town, Thursday. She said this while sensitizing Wenanchi and also registering them in an event organized jointly with the Department of Health Makueni, SHA Makueni Branch and National Government. Out of 1 million people in the county, only 100,000 have registered with SHA, which is 10%. For the program to succeed, I urge the residents to supplement government efforts, for this is a collective responsibility, she posed. While warning Wenanchi against waiting to fall sick to register, Chidzuga said SHA, if one pays today, they will still benefit from the services at the hospital, unlike NHIF, where one had to wait for 60 days for the insurance to mature. The beauty of SHA is you don't have to wait. You get treatment immediately, unlike NHIF, where one had to wait for 60 days for it to mature, she observed. Further, Chidzuga noted that initially, SHA had challenges, but now they have since been addressed and many patients were getting services as attested in Makueni County Referral Hospital. On debts, she said that the government had already released monies to pay health facilities and Wenanchi could now seek treatment without much problem. Consequently, she noted that the hospitals that charge Wenanchi have not signed a contract with SHA, hence challenged the residents to seek treatment from health facilities that have a contract to avert paying for medical services. The government has released shush 9 billion to pay debts across the country. For us now, we are verifying the claims and refunding the money immediately to health facilities, said SHA Eastern Regional Manager Brian Magambi. Magambi disclosed that already, 38 private hospitals and 37 mission hospitals have registered with SHA and Wenanchi could seek treatment without any problem. Speaking at the same function, Department of Health Chief Officer Dr. Stephen Indolo said that 242 health facilities have registered with SHA. While saying most of the challenges faced earlier have been addressed, Dr. Indolo said that people were accessing services without any problem, hence emphasizing the need for Wenanchi to register to avoid missing medical attention. On his part, Makueni County Commissioner Duncan DeRussi said that the national and county governments and SHA would organize for mass registration in the county soon to ensure people were registered so they could benefit from the program. Earlier, Chidzuga had paid a courtesy call to Deputy Governor Lucy Malili, who said that the county government was happy with the implementation of SHA and lauded the national government for being a sole provider for primary care levels 1, 2 and 3 hospitals.